It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we can be together again today. Let's go out to the kitchen and see if everything's just the way we left it yesterday. Okay? You see, this is my television house. And sometimes people come here after we've had our television visit. Yeah, it's just the way we left it. People who help me make the television program, they come and change the slides on picture-picture and see that everything's working well so that we can have our visit together right away when we come each day. So that's why I wanted to let them know that that's what we wanted to be left on the table. I'm going to get some of these out again. There's the horse and there's the cow. And the pig. The sheep. Okay. Now I'm going to get the babies of these animals. Now, if these babies would like to visit their mothers, could I move them over this way a little bit? You tell me where the baby should stop to visit its mother, okay? This will be a colt. That's a baby horse. Now, where would it stop to visit its mother? Right here. Now, what about this calf? Would the calf stop here? No, that's not its mother. No. It wants to visit its mother. There. Calf goes with the cow. Now, what about the sheep? A little lamb would visit the sheep, its mother. Here's a piglet. There. Each one of those babies with its mother. You know, you were born a baby once too. Sure. And just the way these mothers have ways of taking care of their young, so your mother has a way of taking care of you, helping you learn how to eat, learned so many things, gave you your name, so much. You were born a baby, and then you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew. And now you can do what a baby couldn't do. Your story is your history. Yeah, everybody has a story. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a history. No one's story's exactly the same as anyone else's. You see, in the beginning, I was born a baby, and then I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew. And now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. My story is my history. Would you sing that last part with me? You know, I was born a baby and then I grew. So that the two of us together could sing that part. Okay? I was born a baby, and then I grew, and 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 now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. My story is my history. Did you notice that I just put a little bit of food for the fish? Just a little bit. Some time ago, I put too much. It makes the fish sick when you give them too much food. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Would you look to see who it is? Look out the window to see who it is at the door. Does it look like Mrs. McFeely? Hi, Mrs.
Hello, Mr.
McFeely.
Rogers, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Come I hope in. That you're working with those little animals you were telling me about.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad because I was thinking that there was a book that was just right for a day when you were working with those animals. And here it is. I went to the library and I got it for you.
Pet Show?
Pet Show by a friend of our neighborhood.
Ezra Jack Keats.
That's right.
Must be a fairly new one. I don't know this one.
It is
could,
a new one.
Could we borrow it?
You may borrow it. But
will you stay while I read it?
No, I can't do that, but I would like it back because I was looking at it on the way over and I remembered how much I like it and I want to show it to David.
Oh, good. How's your cow, Mrs. McFeely?
Harriet the cow is just fine.
Good.
Just fine. She's giving us a lot of milk.
Great.
And we're very happy with her. I've got to run along. I've got a lot of businesses to do.
Well, we'll bring this back to you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you think of us when you're at the library.
Oh, I certainly do.
Bye, Miss McFeely.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Pet Show, it's called. Shall we read it together? I'd like to. Pet Show by Ezra Jack Keats. Everyone was talking about the pet show. The kids told each other about the pets they would bring. Matt said he would bring ants. I'm going to bring my mouse, bragged Roberto. What are you going to bring, Archie? The cat? Mm-hmm, said Archie. The next day, they all got ready for the pet show. Where's the cat? Archie called. Anyone see the cat? Archie and Willie looked in the cat's favorite hangouts while Peter and Susie searched up and down the street. No cat. Archie's mother came to the window. Where can that cat be? He asked her. You know how independent he is, Archie. You never know when to expect him. But I expect him now. It's time for the pet show. Maybe he's inside somewhere. Archie ran into the building. After a while, he came to the window. I can't find him. I looked all over the place. You'd better start without me. Gee, we're sorry, Archie, said Peter. So long, said Susie. They got to the entrance. A lot of people were already there. Just then, Roberto's mouse took off. Willie chased the mouse. Roberto chased Willie. Peter chased Roberto. Susie chased Peter. And the show started. Line up with your pets, please, the judges called. They walked up and down, looking carefully at every pet and asking, how old is your pet? And what's your pet's name? Everyone got a prize for something. There was the noisiest parrot, the handsomest frog, the friendliest fishes, the yellowest canary, the busiest ants, the brightest goldfish, the longest dog, the fastest mouse, the softest puppy, the slowest turtle, and many more. As the last prize was awarded, someone shouted, look, here comes Archie. Hello, you're just in time, a judge said. What's in that bag? My pet. May I see it, please? At that moment, the cat showed up. The other judge called out, a blue ribbon to the nice lady for the cat with the longest whiskers. Before anyone could say anything, he pinned a blue ribbon on the old woman and came back to Archie. What kind of a pet have you in that jar? A germ, answered Archie. And what's your germ's name? Archie thought for a moment. Al, he said. The judges whispered to each other. A blue ribbon for Al, the quietest pet in the show, the judges announced. As everyone was leaving, the old woman came over to Archie. He's really your cat, isn't he? She said. You should have the ribbon. It's okay, Archie said. You keep it. And he ran to join his friends. They passed the old woman on their way home. Thank you for the ribbon, she called. Archie smiled. It looks good on you. See you around. See you around, she said. Oh, I like that book. Huh. Everybody got a prize in that pet show. That's the best kind of pet show. Sure, because everybody's pet is special. Let's have some make-believe, all right? Get the trolley. Do you remember the name of the platypus baby in the neighborhood of make-believe? She's a real pet. Mm-hmm. Ornithorhynchus anatinus. Mm-hmm. Let's pretend that she is learning to talk. Well, at least she's learning to say more things than just crying. Okay? That'll be our make-believe for today. Trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Your mama will be out in just a few minutes. You really are speaking well, Anna.
Mama. Mama.
Mama. Mama.
Mama.
Very good. Anna, could you say moo?
Mama.
Anna, moo cow. Moo. That's it, honey. Moo.
Moo, mama.
Oh, Elsie, Elsie, wait till you hear what little Anna can do.
Mama.
Isn't she wonderful?
Yes, she really is. But wait till you hear what else she's learned to say. Anna, moo cow, moo.
Mama, moo.
Did you hear her say moo?
She's really starting to talk, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Oh, Elsie, I'd like to take her over to meet the cow that works with Don Quixote. She's such a wonderful creature, and I think it would be nice if Anna could see a real cow.
Want to go with Handyman Negri, Anna?
Moo, 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 moo.
I think she'd be glad to go with you.
Oh, that's fun. We'll be back in just a few moments. Come on, Anna. Oh. Hi, Elsie. Moo, moo. We're going to go see a real cow and a real donkey, too. Moo, moo.
Handy. Hoo-hoo, Handy.
Oh, Lady Elaine, were you calling?
You bet I was. Where are you taking the kid?
Well, I'll tell you, I was going to take her over to meet Harriet Elizabeth Cow.
Why?
Well, I just thought it might be kind of nice if she could get to see a real cow.
Let me talk to her for a minute.
Sure.
Anna, wouldn't you rather play at Aunt Lady Elaine's museum? I have all sorts of things to play with in there.
Moo.
What did you say?
Moo.
Who taught this kid to moo?
I did, Lady Elaine.
That's shameful.
What do you mean, that's shameful?
Well, she's a platypus. She's not a cow. Now, don't say that moo anymore.
Mama.
Mama, that's better. Now try saying, Aunt Lady Elaine. Aunt Lady Elaine. Or Auntie Lady Elaine will do.
Oh, Aunt Lady Elaine, that's too hard for a little one to say.
Oh. Aunt Lady Elaine. Take it slowly. I say, Aunt Lady Elaine. Try Auntie. Say, Auntie, Auntie, Auntie.
Oh.
Mama.
Auntie Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine. Lady Elaine, we'll go to someplace else, and then Anna can work on her words some other time.
Well, don't teach her any more of those animal sounds. Remember who she is and what she stands for. She's my neighbor, and you can tell that to that Harriet Eliza something cow.
Mama.
Oh, Anna, come on. We'll go over and we'll meet a real donkey and a real cow. Okay. Moo-hoo cow. Moo. Anna, here we are. Here's someplace else. Look at the tents. See the tents? The people come over here to camp. And there, Anna, that's the windmill. The windmill goes round and round. But we never touch the windmill, Anna. Mm-mm. That's something we don't touch. Oh, there's Harry Elizabeth Cow. Hello, Ms. Cow. Hello, Ms. Cow.
Would you kindly blow the horn for service, please?
Oh, the horn. Oh, yes. We have to blow the horn, Anna.
Now then, may I help you?
Well, I just wanted to...
Moo!
Oh, what a lovely child. Moo to you, my dear.
Miss Cow, you did seem very busy.
Oh, well, we are, of course. I thought you were customer.
Well, I just wanted little Anna to meet a cow, since she does know how to say moo.
Well, I'm very proud of her. Maybe she wants to give me a kiss.
Well, would you like to give Miss Cow a kiss, Anna?
Moo, Mama.
Oh. Want to kiss Moo? Come on. Oh, everybody likes to kiss me. I just never did a lot of kissing before I came here, but I'm taking to it, and I really like it a lot.
Here's one for good measure.
Mm. Oh, how sweet it is for people to like you.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Miss Cow, where is Don Quixote?
Oh, he went to buy some more seeds. He should be back in a little while.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't think we'll wait now. We'll come back some other time, and I'll bring little Anna over to see him.
Well, let me give her a kiss before she goes. Oh,
Mama.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, you have a nice day, Miss Cow.
Oh, thank you. Just call me Harriet, won't you?
Oh, of course, Harriet. And you can call me Handy.
All right, Handy. And thanks for dropping by.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting out of here. Ready? Get set. I'm going to have to think all weekend what to do. Everybody likes that new cow woman. Moo, cow, my foot. We'll see about that. Oh, here they come now.
Was it fun visiting someplace else? Did you enjoy it? Would you like to visit a little more?
Moo.
Oh, okay, let's go over and visit with Daniel Tiger, okay? We can talk with Daniel. Before we can talk to Daniel, we have to knock on the clock. Right here. Daniel? Daniel?
No.
Are you there? We'll just knock one more time. Daniel? Oh, Anna, it looks like Daniel's not home today. I know. Why don't we go down and see the trolley? The trolley ought to be coming by soon. Okay? Would you like that? Trolley goes ding, 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 trolley.
Ding, ding. Hey, Andy.
Oh, X. Henrietta, how are you? Meow, meow. We were just visiting, Anna and I.
Hey, Anna.
We were over at someplace else, and we met Harry Elizabeth Cow.
Wonderful day,
ma'am. Boy, have you had a time, Anna.
She's learning all kinds of new sounds.
What's she saying? That sounds like moo.
Yes. Listen, Henrietta.
Bell, meow, ding, ding. Meow, meow, bell, meow.
See? Henrietta's bell goes ding, ding.
Could you say hoot, like an owl would say, hoot, hoot. No, not moo moo. As a hoot, hoot. Say whoo, like that. Peekaboo. Peekaboo. You like peekaboo, Anna? No. Where's X? Peekaboo. Hey, I wonder if she could, let's see, what other sounds could she make? What about, do you know how to make a sound like a hippopotamus?
Meow, hippopotamus.
X, a hippopotamus, a little baby. Oh, there's the trolley. Excuse me. I want Anna to see the trolley. We'll see you later.
Meow, ding, ding. Anna.
Oh, here, Anna, here's the trolley. Oh, trolley. See, Anna, the trolley goes ding, ding. That's it. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, aren't those a lot of wonderful sounds, Anna?
Oh, mama.
Oh, mama. I better get you back to your mama right now, okay?
Mama.
Bye, trolley. Come on, Anna, we'll get back to mama.
Can you say some of the things that little Anna said? Mama, moo, ding ding for the trolley. But mama and moo start the same way, don't they? Mmm. Just put your lips together and say, mmm. I can't remember the first words I ever said when I was a baby. Can you? But I do remember my mother telling me how happy she and my dad were when I said mama and dada. The little lamb, someday say ba. And the little piglet, someday say oink, oink, oink. Yeah, yeah. How do the horses sound? Whenever they want to talk. And the cows? Harriet Elizabeth Cow. Our cow for make-believe. The human beings have all kinds of ways of talking, saying the things that they want to say, communicating with each other. Sure, we can pat each other, that means something. We can kiss each other, that means something. We can sing. Music's a way of telling some of our thoughts. Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad. You even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. Please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Lots and lots of people in the world with lots and lots of feelings. Put these things away and start thinking about our next week of visits with you. Bye, fish. If you have anything that you'd like to write to me in a letter, or a picture that you'd like to draw to me, that's another way of telling things, drawing pictures. I'm interested to know about what you're interested in. Sure. I'm your television friend. And when I think about it, it gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Oh, here's my book that I need to take back to Mrs. McFeely. Yeah, all of those animals. Pet show. You always make it a special week for me. By just your being you, I like you just the way you are. Be back next week.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.